listeners, on today's episode, we have Melody Smith, academic counselor at the Pontywood School, founder of Life Tools with Melody Nicole, and the co-founder for Community Builders. We will learn how she is a build her and the pillar of her community.
How are you doing on today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great on this day. So the listeners have heard a little bit about you from me, but I would like for you to introduce yourself to them.
So yes, I'm Melody. I am a wife to Randall Smith. I'm a bonus mom to Brayden, and I am a proud graduate of Jackson State University. I hold a master's in marriage and family counseling from Mississippi College. I'm 8 to 5. I'm an academic counselor, sometimes mom, sometimes TT, sometimes all of the above at the Pontywood School. And I'm also a community advocate, where I am a co-founder of Community Builders with you, of course. And I have my own business, which is Life Tools with Melody Nicole. And I have a business with my husband, which is Smith Designs by Melody and Randall.
Oh, girl, you sound busy. Yes. So could you tell the listeners how you became so active in the community?
Thinking back on that question, I would say I became so active in the community is when I was in high school. I think I was about 14 years old. I started working at Central Mississippi, which is telling my age at this moment, as a volunteer, which they called us candy stripers at the time. And I was volunteering actually as a unit secretary at Central Mississippi. And that was something that I wanted to do over the summertime. I did it for 2 months over the summer. And it was something I really kind of enjoyed, and meeting new people and kind of getting a different experience and to help others through the process. And that's what kind of led me to wanting to be involved with the community and to have just be a resource for others.
Cool. We said candy stripers. I started thinking about which recently, and which is, this is awesome, because when I read the article, I was like, okay, I like her even more now. But a girl, Miss Savage over there, Meg Thee Stallion, actually said that her goal is to create a program like the candy stripers to help out in nursing homes, because she actually wants her own private facility.
Right.
And I was like, I like how she flipped it. So I just randomly thought about that when you said candy striper. So y'all, the whole assistance and working in the community, especially in the hospital setting, didn't happen just when Meg said something in the article that everybody just recently read, but candy stripers were actually the name for volunteers in the hospital.
Exactly. I think they had just got away with doing like the vest at the hospital, so we got to wear different outfits. So of course, that was a good experience. Being so young and kind of being active in the community was just important at a young age. So definitely that.
And that is really cool. I think I volunteered at the children's hospital in showing my age lately too. But I did it in college though, working at the Blair E. Batson Hospital in Jackson with the cancer clinic, as well as the other clinics in the actual hospital. So I think those experiences really humble you.
Right, and it does humble you. It also makes you realize how life can change so quickly. I worked in the ER at that age too, so you get to see different experiences. You get to see youth that come in from accidents. You get to see people that are just kind of getting ready to bring life into the world. So you get that exposure that you don't often get just being in your regular environment, and it allows you to have some diversity in who you are exposed to.
Sure, which is why it's good to volunteer in high school and college, or just even throughout life, even in adulthood, it's always good to give back in some form of capacity. Everything, isn't about you. You do have to kind of give back to others.
Right. And service is important. And I think I'm very thankful for my parents, because I think I wasn't, I mean, if I recall correctly, I wasn't of age to really be working there, but they signed papers for me to work. And I had my cousin to, older cousins to take me to quote unquote work, but I was actually volunteering. So definitely, that's something that families nowadays should instill in their kids. How can you give back to the service that God has provided you with, or the tools that God has provided you with? How can you give back to be of service to someone else that may be in need?
Absolutely. Especially that, and even at a time like this, I know it doesn't sound, because all of us are kind of going through some type of setback, but in a way, it may be a comeback for somebody else.
Right.
So, say, for instance, if you are a business owner, because I look at people that are adopting seniors, a lot of business people adopting seniors, giving away free graduation photos, you know, photo shoots and stuff like that. Like, that is awesome.
Right.
Because they have to do that. But they wanted to utilize what they are, their God-given skills to give for somebody else. So that's really, really awesome. And I do hope that families are looking at that, and you know, they're saying, okay, maybe and this is again not telling a person what to do with their money, but say for instance, if a child got 500, you know, from their stimulus check, of course child can't really spend the $500 on their own merit. They know what they want to buy, but they ethically they not gonna buy it. So they'll take like $100 and say, okay, I'm going to take this $100. You know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to actually buy a whole bunch of maybe some personal care items for the community. People, you know, that are homeless, or giving away lunches out, or even helping out with different agencies that already have things in place to give back to someone else.
Right. So, and just kind of sowing a seed to someone else. Like you said, they can, a lot of times in our communities, we don't use money wisely when we get it. And so to give back shows your child that sowing into someone else's lives can also manifest different things for you in your life. So you may give somebody the shirt, some clothes that you may have, or new clothes, or something that they may need. And in return, God will turn around and bless you with so much more. And it's not about monetary blessings. It can be different blessings that come in different ways. Blessings come in different disguises. So you have to be willing to sow that seed into someone else's life to make sure that they understand, make sure your child understands what it is to give back. A lot of our times our kids don't understand what it is to give back, and they become selfish in nature. It's something that's learned, but it's a habit that also can be broken as well.
Absolutely. You done said a word there about that sowing the seed, because again, you know, as they always say, it takes a village to raise up a child. And I don't think that mantra has left, and never have left. So even if it may not be the parents that is teaching this child to give back, maybe the grandparents, maybe a close relative, or even if they're a part of any organizations, you know, organization leaders should take this time to be like, okay, maybe we need to plan, instead of fundraisers all the time, how do we plan a day that we just totally sow into something or somebody, or just an anonymous individual. It don't have to be a physical entity, or, you know, something like that. It could be to sow into another organization.
Right.
Say, hey, we want to give back. So you're absolutely right. Because I think that's kind of what we've been missing in the world a little bit too.
Right. And, sometimes even as adults, we get selfish in our nature. We hold on to things that even God has told us to release, people, materials, all different types of things. And that, in a sense, is what sometimes holds us back from giving back, or wanting to be involved in the community, or being hurt by other people. And that stops us from wanting to be involved in the community. So it's a lot of little factors that we should look at and kind of reflect on when it comes to giving back. And are you giving back for the right reasons? Are you giving back to make sure your social media followers are seeing you give back? Or are you giving back from a genuine place or an authentic place? So it's very vital that we kind of reflect during this time to see, why do we want to give back? You know, it's just one of those things that you really have to look at what your intentions are. You know, as a child, sometimes we would give away different things, and in a sense, in our heart of hearts, we'd be like, girl, get my toy back, please. Hurry up and get my stuff back. You know, you looking at the toy that you gave somebody else that you said that they could have, but in actuality, they have found some new feature on it and you want it back. So we have to make sure our intentions are well when we do things for others.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I guess, and it's crazy because my next question was going to be, is what would you define as a common issue in our community that we should consider when giving back? And you kind of said it, but, you know, if you want to kind of elaborate more on, I guess this whole ordeal, like you said, some people give back and they want to be in the spotlight.
Right.
And it's not always about the spotlight.
Right. It's not always about the spotlight when giving back. Giving back is, it really shouldn't even be a spotlight. I mean, if God allows the spotlight to come and it's an authentic spotlight, of course it's okay. But then if it's one of those spotlights where you actually done brought the cameras in and you done brought it on yourself, that's a totally different situation. Sometimes we have to realize that when we sow those seeds, we might not see it manifest then. I guess in a sense, our generation has become a microwave generation. We want to see the gratification right then and there. But sometimes when you sow that seed, it's not going to be revealed right then and there. It may come years later. And you may be like, oh, okay, so that's why I did that. But you have to realize that when you do it, you're doing it for the good and not doing it for instant gratification. So it's important that you know, you kind of just look back and say, you know, I don't need the cameras on me all the time. I don't have to record me giving the man on the street a dollar. Like, I don't have to take a picture with him to say that I did give him something. And so sometimes experiences are worth more than, or memories are worth more than pictures.
Absolutely. And then sometimes what you're sowing into, it doesn't have to go to an actual pinpoint person.
Right.
It could you could just say, okay, I'm just gonna donate some clothes to a organization or whatever. It don't say where it's gonna go, who it needs to go to. It needs to be addressed to this particular person. Nobody else can get it, because that kind of defeats the purpose of giving.
Right. It does.
So you are so right, so right when it comes to that. And then too, I think, a lot of times with giving and just community work, a lot of times people look at the numbers.
Yes.
It's all in the numbers.
Yes.
And I mean, if it kind of comes from the heart at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's five people was touched. It don't matter if it was just two people showed up. It don't matter if you only had three volunteers and millions of people showed up. Y'all gonna make it work.
Right. It reminds me of some of our first events when we had literally no one there but our family. Yeah. Nobody there but our families. And, you know, newscasters will be there and we looking at each other like, it ain't really nobody here. But, yeah. You know,
we're
going to make it work. Maybe somebody's going to receive this word and they are going to take it and put it in their heart and share it with somebody else. But it just made me realize, like, we, in the beginning phase, we were so stuck on numbers that we didn't realize that we were still impacting others. And I think back, you know, like looking at that, and we would be depressed and down at our events and kind of walking around with our head held down, but not realizing that we were still making an impact regardless of who was there, even if it was our family there. We were still making some type of impact. So definitely that.
Yeah, because it also made me think, because I had reposted it too earlier today, the mother daughter brunch that we had last year, and how like it was a packed house. And at first we was worried because we was like, man, you want to buy these tickets? Think about buying these tickets. Like, what are we doing? That one last year, that was year for last. We was like, it's hard nobody buying these tickets. What are we doing? And then out of nowhere, parents just started rolling in saying, I want to do something with my daughter. It's Mother's Day weekend. You know, people were coming. So it's like from my first event to our most recent event, which not recent, but sort of recent in community builders time. I think from that point when we first started, it's like we didn't know who or what we was birthing in the process.
Yeah. Yes, baby, we were in the newborn stage of life, so we didn't know anything, and we still don't know what God is producing from us with community builders. We know He is producing, and we know He's moving us to different directions and allowing us to experience different jobs and being in different environments that can assist us with community builders, and maybe one day. And speaking into the atmosphere, maybe one day it will be bigger than it is going to be bigger than what it is now. And so we just have to go through those labor and pains of birthing this youth summit that we started out with to now having a toddler and trying to figure out what to do to keep the toddler from bumping his head and just looking at it in a sense like that. I mean, keep moving forward because everything happens for a reason and not all things come at such a fast pace. We never realize when it may come, but it's going to come. So we just have to remain optimistic about the whole entire situation.
Yes. That, and you know what? We kind of, you introduced it, but you're right. I'm going to step back. Yeah. Listeners going to know y'all like, what in the world are they talking about? So, community builders, like Melody mentioned earlier in her introduction, she is one of the co-founders. I'm one of the co-founders too. Ironically, community builders do start with a K. But me and Mel actually created this organization. At first, it really wasn't even an organization, y'all. We was like, we got tired of seeing the stuff that was going on in Jackson, Mississippi in 2015. We just got tired of seeing you going through so much, and then I think nationally and in the state, youth were like basically being targeted, especially Black youth, Black males, Black females. So much stuff was going on, and we was like, man, we got to do some type of summit to eliminate a lot of these issues that constantly keep going on. You got teenage pregnancy, dropout rates, police brutality. What can we do? So we would sit down numerous Friday nights, and y'all know Friday nights typically is what you would call a date night for some folks.
Yes.
Or a night been out with their friends, or they going out or something like that. We literally would spend a Friday night at Whole Foods.
Yes, from when the time we got off of work at our new jobs, fresh out of college. From the time we would get out of work, we would be at Whole Foods meeting with different people who tried to rebrand our vision from what God was trying to tell us to do. And we would be like, God, why are these people not connecting with us? Why is this not working out? And you would just be like, I mean, we would just be sitting there like, oh my goodness, I believe we kind of got met a lot of people there. And some people would even notice us as regulars at Whole Foods, trying to come up with a plan, trying to figure out what's the next move, what's the best move, and trying to figure out who to connect with, in a sense, to move community builders forward. Because, like, we met some people, y'all, it's some people in this world that are crazy. Crazy. When I say crazy, crazy with a capital C. They are being crazy, and they will put their vision on you, and then they will turn your event and flip it to something for them. And then not only that, after meeting with us, they would take our ideas and rebrand it for themselves. And so you will be sitting in a place like, God, who can you trust to carry your vision? Because I'm going to be honest with y'all, not everybody can hold your vision and can carry your vision for you, that is going to cover your vision, that is going to pray for your vision, that is going to make sure that your vision prospers and moves forward. Not everybody's going to do that. People be after their own motives. They be then turn the whole event, then call they event community builders with a C, ours is with a K. It's just different things they would take and just run with it. And so you have to be mindful in this season, just to be mindful of who you allow to carry your vision and your goals. You don't need nobody in your life. Like, if, as long as you have another person that's in agreement with you or that is in alignment with you, take it and run with it. When we first started, we were looking for people to connect with, and then we had to realize that the true connection was between us. We had exactly what we needed, but we weren't confident in what we had. And so sometimes you have to be bold enough to take that leap and be confident in who God is cultivating you to be, or what the gifts he has put inside of you, and step and move forward. We didn't understand that then, but I think we understand that now. Because I look back and I will be like, oh my God, we meet with another crazy person at Whole Foods. I'm going to scream, like scream beyond. So it's very important that you realize that when starting a business, and for us when we started, like being mindful of who you connect with.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that, man, you know what? It reminds me of a story. I think I had told you about it. We were planning that first conference. I sat down with somebody. They told me to meet them somewhere. We sat down. They basically, I'm talking about, it felt like my heart was just shredding. Like, basically, they could have just shredded the paper up in front of me. I just would have bust out crying. Because of how, like, it's one thing, and this is something that people do need to realize, because I know a lot of people look into mentorship. They look into apprenticeship. They look into, you know, seeking out assistance. It's great to seek assistance. Be mindful who you seek assistance with and pray about it before you go meet with them. Because sometimes, like Mel said earlier, they can tear up your vision to the point where you're like, I don't even know if I even want to do this no more.
Right. You done flipped your whole decision. You was talking about Burger King donating. Now you done went to Waffle House and went to a whole different ministry and walked over because you done listened to somebody else tell you, nah, that ain't going to work. And you know, in your heart of hearts, God has specifically told you this is what he wants you to do. But yet and still, you have allowed somebody to transform your mind and transform how you think your vision is going to pan out. Oh, nobody's going to support you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Be open to the idea of somebody telling you it's not going to happen.
Right.
Like, we can't tell you how many times we done got told that ain't gonna work. And you be sitting there like, how you know? Have you done it before? And I think now, in retrospect, we probably should have asked them.
Right.
Have you tried it before?
Right. You listen to somebody that don't even know how to plan a church event, let alone take up tithes and offering at the event. You listening to somebody that does not know how to recruit or get donations from anybody, but yet and still you got this person in your ear listening to just what... I mean, not even knowing what to do or to say. And then they're looking at you like, oh, I thought you knew how to handle it. No, you sat up here and told me you knew how to handle it. So you have to be mindful of who you allow into your ear gates. Who are you listening to? Who feed you negativity? You know,
yeah.
A lot of people you have to just realize that a lot of people don't have your best interest at heart. And a lot of people don't want to see you prosper, period.
Not at all. It's almost like a person, you know, like you eat some food that's kind of sour and it sits on your stomach and your stomach starts feeling bad. That's kind of how people with their negativity go. Once they feed that negativity to you, you just don't feel right. You ain't going to shake it off. It's not, you know, and it's just going to take a lot of spiritual nurturing to get you back to where you could be like, okay, they tried to feed me this negativity, but let me work past it. And I think as an organization, I think that's really, we had a lot of those battles in many ways, especially in the beginning. But I think we done figured out the correct process in just getting like-minded individuals. And sometimes the individuals might not be people you know. These might be just people you've came across that God put in a path for you to meet them for a reason.
Right.
Just to, because, I mean, the people that's a part of our board, honestly, I only grew up knowing one. So everybody else kind of, y'all basically all came about at a time. And it's like, we all grew and mesh together.
Right. Well.
And which, that's what, you know, people, when you are looking into creating things and birthing businesses and birthing nonprofits, is that if you are looking to, which I'm going to say this as well, you can't do it by yourself. So you can go and get that out of your head. Sorry, can't do it by yourself. You'll drive yourself crazy. Sorry, you just can't.
Yeah, you definitely need a, I wouldn't honestly say that you can't fully do it by yourself. You would need a mentor or somebody in your corner. You can kind of do some things by yourself, but you need somebody that's going to pick back ideas. But you have to use discernment, like Christy said, and kind of pray about who you allow into the process with you or getting things started. Because there may be somebody out there listening that may want to start a nonprofit by themselves. So I'm not saying you can't do it by yourself, but have somebody that's going to provide you with some guidance on it. Because definitely you don't need Boo Boo the Fool up there telling you just all types of crazy stuff. You just need to make sure that you pray about it, that you have a framework. I think that's one of the things that when Christy and I first started, we had a framework in our mind, but we never wrote it down. And so it's very important that you write it out when it comes to what you desire and pray about it. Give it to God. Pray about it, because not everything you're going to be able to handle in your own strength. You're going to need God to work you through this or work you through your plans, business, nonprofit, whatever it may be. You will need God's assistance to help you push forward or to birth whatever you're going to birth. So definitely that.
Yes. Because, and I want to apologize about that statement that I said you can't do by yourself, because you can. It's just like Mel said, you do need that mentor. And with that mentor, a lot of times it needs to be somebody that's seen, that done been there, because you don't want somebody that's just kind of like, well, I only had a nonprofit like 2 years ago, and I've been doing X, Y, and Z, or they just got like a vibe. And sometimes you can pick up from those vibes. Be honest, y'all. You really can. If a person is very genuine or they're disingenuous. So you do want that type of mentor that will tell you, okay, I've been there. This is what I did. And this is what I'm doing now. I just don't want you to, you know, fall in that those same categories. But maybe you can look at it this way.
Right.
Because I know a lot of those Fridays we had people that were telling us things, but the places that they were in or the environments that they were in was not even conducive to what we were actually doing.
Right.
They just had experience in doing whatever.
Right. That is true. So you definitely have to make sure you vibe with the right person. If they don't have the same beliefs as you, is no reason in the world why you should be connecting with this person. Now don't get me wrong, the person you connect with, you may not agree on everything, but they need to be on the same foundation as you. They can't, you know, it's just different things you have to look at when it comes to things. And you have to know your data, that your strategies that you're trying to go for, or looking at numbers and figuring out exactly what works best for you and your organization. So you definitely have to be strong in what you're trying to do before you kind of incorporate others into it and kind of know what you want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think when we were meeting with them people, I think we kind of we were clear, but we were, like you mentioned earlier, we weren't too confident in actually saying this is what we want
right.
to do. And this is how we want it done. Because a lot of times it was the question, the fallback questions were, okay, well, I can give you this, but what is it that y'all want to do? And we would be like, oh, I mean, we kind of don't know, you know? And that's kind of how stuff raveled. But that was really leading. That was really before we actually came forth with doing the first
right.
youth summit. So You guys, you will go through periods of, it almost look like when you're writing a rough draft and you mark out the rough draft and like you start over, it's okay to start over. You might have to start over a couple of times till you get yourself together.
Exactly.
Now, of course, your passion is what's going to still drive the entire thing. So the rough draft, a couple of words might change, but not the whole draft. Like the purpose is never going to change. It's going to always be the same. Maybe how you execute it might be a little different. Maybe your population might be a little bit more exactly your target area may change. Like you may say, oh, I want to work with teenagers. Then you discover, okay, I don't think I want to work with preteens. I think I want to work with older, you know, adolescents that's closer to 21. Or you might come to find out, I think I want to work with college students over K through 12. Like those type of things may change. But your purpose, the actual general topic, that part isn't going to change. It's actually going to more redefine. Every single time, you're going to redefine where you're trying to go.
Right.
So, like, y'all just don't, you know, if you are thinking about creating a mentoring program, go ahead, write it down, make it plain. Pray about what you're going to do now, because, again, especially depending on what type of nonprofit or organization this is, one of the things we had discovered as well is that you're working with individuals that oftentimes they're looking for assistance. They're looking for some guidance. And it's not like spiritual guidance unless you have an organization of that nature, but you have to think about it and treat it as such. These people are coming into your ministry. So if you kind of living a particular life or not doing the things that you claim exactly. to possess, kind of fix yourself. Fix yourself before you move into this, because I never forget our mother-daughter brunch. It was a little situation. It was a parent that kind of was trying to act out of character, even though our event was very it was a very sensitive event, because we don't know who may have lost a mother at this event or anything of that nature or what was going on. And we could have easily got outside of ourselves of who we really are and took this situation and just, you know, it we could have just been having bad attitudes, but we decided to be professionals, identify the situation, fix it, and continue to move on with
it. And sometimes you can't address the elephant in the room. Just period. You cannot, when you're at a certain level or a certain expertise, or if this is something that you're hosting, and that goes even to customer service when it comes into a business standpoint, you can't always address things how you want to address it. So if you have a business, you shouldn't be addressing certain issues about clients on your personal, let me go back. Your personal page and your business should not be attached, because what I may say on my personal page may be totally different than what I should say to a customer. You may want to say working in academics or working in education. You have students that do all types of stuff. When I worked at JPS, I could tell you stories that happened with students, but you cannot address that issue when you were in certain settings. So you have to be mindful of how you address things when they come about in certain situations. You should always hold yourself with a level of excellency that, regardless of what's going on, I will not stoop to your level. I could possibly stoop to your level, but the God that we serve is yet everlasting and will not allow you to go back to what you used to be. So definitely that I could go there, but I'm at a level of professionalism now that we cannot go there, because our faces are attached, or your face is attached to your brand. You can't always step on people's toes. Sometimes I know Christy and I would be at events texting like, okay, let's make sure we're mindful. And you need to have others that's there that are connected to you, but are not connected to your business per se, that can defend your case. You need somebody that's going to cover you in a sense, that's going to say, I know Mel and Christy or anybody else on our board, they can't handle this situation. So let me address this situation for them and pull the person to the side. You don't always have to act out of character to get issues resolved. Sometimes you just have to just, you know, bite your tongue. Like, it's a post that somebody posted. It was like, yeah, gotta have you, you know, you be in your mind typing a whole paragraph and gotta turn that situation around and you type okay. And in your mind, you be like, oh, Jesus, don't do it. You know, but
you be like, that ain't
right. Reconsider with the quickness. So you just have to be mindful of how you approach each situation, regardless of the setting, whether it's in person, whether it's online, just be mindful of how you approach the situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we sorry, y'all, we had went on a very passionate vent about that, because I guess it's just from experience and just retracing and retracking everything that we experienced up to this point, which we haven't fully made. Like, I'm gonna be honest, y'all. Like, community builders, I think from when we first started, we were saying we wanted to work with, what was it, everybody?
Yes, we did not have a target group at all.
So, to know that we done flipped from that to somewhat of, like, we did a lot of, like, fundraisers and events in which, I say this, the fundraisers we were doing, y'all, they still were like inspirational to some extent, because we did a paint party and it seemed like it was what, two sets of friends that were there. We didn't even know all these folks were friends that bought tickets, but it was so fun to them. It was like their own little girls' night out. They just, women just got tickets and folks were shopping and meeting each other and just having a good old time. We just did it as a fundraiser for our conference, but didn't realize it turned out to be a very just amazing. Right.
And I think during that event too, it allowed women to actually be able to be free and be relaxed in that setting. And I think they, like, a lot of people connected with one another and connected, and we connected with people that we didn't know. And that, you know, it just allowed us to see that what you can do with your hands, God can multiply. Because at first we were scared, like, is this going to really work out? Or are we going to just, like, you know, you just have to realize that.
Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, things will work out. Like, when you do set up a time, like a deadline, God has a deadline. So it works on his time. You can say, oh, well, I'm going to stop taking tickets on the 30th of April. And come April 29th, a whole bunch of your event is sold out. And you like, wait a minute. I said my deadline was the 30th. And ain't nobody been buying tickets for the past couple of days. What happened?
Right. It'll be the last day of the event. I mean, the last day of the deadline, and you will get an influx of tickets of people just, then after the deadline, people be like, well, I was trying to get buy the ticket, but it says past the deadline. And you think to yourself, it's been posted like 3 million times and nobody responded. But you have to be mindful that God works everything out for your good. If it's meant to happen, it will be successful. And even if it's only a few, it still will be successful, because again, you are imparting something that God has placed inside of you on someone else. And that means that they can carry that mantle along to someone else, or carry what you have put inside of them somewhere else.
Yes. Yes. Because a lot of stuff and a lot of the events we did have, and this is another thing that we did do, which what we're about to do is the first time we ever done this, because normally we bring other people in. A lot of our events, we would bring other people to facilitate, other people to present, other people to speak, other people to host. We did that to allow them an opportunity. a lot of times these folks were so nervous. It'll either be their first time ever getting up in front of folks, but they were so passionate about what they do that they really enjoyed themselves. They enjoyed themselves so much that they have grown since the event. So a lot of times when you're putting things on and you are involving other people, it's outside of you. It is all outside of you. He manifested in you to put this event together and to invite these different people to be a part. But like on the front end, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm putting this on. I'm kind of nervous if everybody going to be involved. Is these people going to show up? How are they going to take this? But when you're there and you start seeing how all the stuff works, and you start seeing how so many people are in like really into what's going on and enjoying themselves, you like, okay. See, this was his vision. I'm just present, and he's allowing me to see this. Cause that happened so many times, man. I can't even tell you how many times that when we did put a lot of the stuff together, everything was kind of working. It's like we said we want to do this event, but we didn't see what the outcome right. looked like till we in the middle of the event, and we like, you almost to tears, like, oh my gosh, this really
right.
is happening. Like, this is really coming to fruition. But you don't see that in the beginning. So, you know, if it is anybody out there that are trying to plan stuff, even if COVID took it and made you cancel, or even if you had to restructure and it has to be virtual, or whatever the case is, it's in him. He's gonna, if he put it in you to make this happen, whatever direction it falls into, I promise somebody's right. gonna be touched.
That is true.
So, and you know, like I mentioned earlier, we did invite a lot of different people, but we are, I guess, slight announcement in the middle of the episode, y'all. I know this kind of, this one, I will say, y'all, this episode is going to be like a little different than normal. Like, we normally just do questions and bouncing off each other. But this is because I guess I'm part of what Mel is a part of, too, which is Community Builders. And the episode is called Build Her. So, but Community Builders is having a virtual Pink Lemonade Talk. Initially, which, like I mentioned earlier, about how sometimes things get flipped around. We're supposed to been going to like 10 different stops, which we still probably do after all the stuff is recovered, or however, whichever way this will go. But we wanted to actually be the facilitators of an event where we're talking to the youth about different topics. And the first one is May the 15th, y'all, at 7 o'clock, which we'll drop the link. I put in the show notes how to sign up for the event. But with Pink Lemonade Talk, we want to actually get with the youth and talk about different topics that pertain to them. And with us as the facilitators, because we're going to facilitate the topics. Of course, we gave them the option to pick which topic, general topics and stuff. But we're also, as the board and members and co-founders of Community Builders, we wanted to allow us to get the opportunity to provide knowledge and information and resources. So normally we invite other people, which I know so many people did ask to be on the panel, and which we do appreciate that, but we wanted to allow us to show off what, you know, our talents as I guess organizers, so that the people would know, hey, we're not just organizing, we are passionate about the
right and then also that too, I think it was in the mindset of we have to step outside of our comfort zone with speaking out in public. We know a lot of information, but we were would honestly prefer to probably be in the back row of the events and allow others to allow their light to shine, simply just because that's the we're kind of in a sense humble, but also in the sense of just not allowing our light to shine fully like we should do. So we enjoy the background work. Don't get me wrong. I love the background. Love it wholeheartedly. I will stay in the background as long as I can. But with this event, we definitely decided to use our expertise and our knowledge that we know to facilitate an event because we're very knowledgeable. We all hold degrees, and even beyond degrees, we have experiences in different areas that could help someone else. And so with this Pink Lemonade Tour, we wanted to, like Christy said, discuss different topics with the youth, primarily females or girls, in a sense, same thing, but to discuss different topics because y'all, we honestly really don't know what our kids are going through. I was about to say students because I work with students all day long, but we honestly don't know what our kids are experiencing. We don't know what their home environment is right now. COVID-19 is allowing students to have, or kids to have, more free time. And with that free time, whether they're using it for good or whether they're using it for bad, we want to leave an impact or to share our knowledge with them so that we can help the next generation. Because that's what it's all about. We're not going to be here forever, y'all. We have to remember that we have to share our wealth or our knowledge for generations to come. So definitely that, like Christy said, it's May 15th. It starts at 7 o'clock. And so we'll definitely be on there answering questions, talking about different topics, addressing any concerns, looking at some different strategies of how we can help you to deal with what we're going through. We are all new to this and we're facing it one day at a time, but we're going to move forward with it. So definitely that we would love for you to bring your daughters. If you want to even listen in, we'd love for you to listen in. And we just want to share what we know and our knowledge.
Yes. Yes. Cause like, I know for sure it's probably going to be a great deal of questions pertaining to COVID-19. And just, I know one of the things we were kind of mentioning when we were planning to put it together, because at first we was like, oh, well, we just gonna kind of come up with some topics. And we were like, no, we're gonna allow the guests. One thing about community builders that we always try to think about the guests over ourselves. Sometimes that will drive us right. Nuts. Not gonna lie to y'all. But we're very accommodating in so many words. And with the Pink Lemonade Talk, we wanted to make it to where, which it was over a glass of pink lemonade, but, and that was going to be in a physical tense, but if you got water or whatever sitting at your table or whatnot, you can drink that too. And just enjoying the conversation because with the Pink Lemonade Talk, I will put the link in the show notes so that we all can kind of talk about what we can do and also provide knowledge. But that one on May the 15th is not the only one. I think we scheduled like 3 other dates. I think it's like one. Great.
We definitely do have some dates in mind for those different sessions for people to actually come and participate in. And so, like Christy say, any way that you would feel like we can be assistance to your community or your area, we're definitely not opposed to even traveling to different areas in Mississippi, even outside of Mississippi. I'm gonna throw that out there. So definitely that is, wait, let me pause. Once this issue is resolved, we will do some traveling. But for the most part, if you do not have to travel, let me add that disclaimer statement in there. Please do not travel. Stay at home. So definitely, yes. And wash your hands. Please. Wash your hands, please. Some of y'all didn't wash them regularly, but wash them. But I'm the goofy person out of the crew. Goofy, yet spiritual, but just be mindful of it. And if we could be of assistance to your community, or if you want to host us on a Zoom conference call, or we can speak to your community virtually, your youth group, we definitely are open to that opportunity. If you just want a private session with one of us to come in and speak to your youth groups, of course, we won't mind doing that. I think the last event we did was in Brookhaven, Christy, and I think that was just the two of us because some of the other board members couldn't come. But if you just want us to come in and kind of be actively involved with your community, we don't mind sitting down. We don't mind having those hard conversations that some parents can't have or can't discuss with their kids because of the dynamics at home or that some kids can't discuss, even as a mentor or a parent in a sense. So we definitely are open to that experience and kind of speaking to the youth and getting out there and kind of getting our feet wet as actually the light of community builders versus bringing someone else in.
Yes. Yes. She's so right. 'Cause our like I will say compared to other organizations, like a lot of people they have mentoring groups and stuff like that, which is cool. It's just that we want it to be kind of like you're not atypical. We work with the youth, but it's all youth. Not one set of youth, not one area of youth. We kind of got like a targeted area that we would like to work in, like a catchment area. However, it's we don't mind working with any youth and facilitating or putting together events for or putting together a conference for or
Right.
anything of that nature. So, most definitely. But this conversation getting so good because we done went on the rant, everything else. Which it was a passionate rant, y'all. So it wasn't like anything bad. But we gotta pay some bills. So we'll be right back. We're back. Melody, you also drop some gems from time to time, especially on social media, through your platform, Life Too with Melody Nicole. Could you inform the listeners on this platform and how
Okay,
they can?
I can be reached via social media. My name now is Melody Smith. And you can reach me there or on Instagram. But I'm definitely accessible if you need any support or any motivational or encouragement. I'm definitely the person to have you in your corner. And definitely to kind of get started on even a business, whatever vision you have. I can kind of assist you with vision mapping and what your business would look like. I've helped a lot of people on the sidelines, and it's just time now to bring things to fruition of what you want during this time. This is not the time to sit and complain about what's going on with COVID-19. This is not the time to sing shoulda, coulda, wouldas. This is the time to actually prepare for the transition that's happening in your life and to bring to manifestation of what you desire to build. So if you need that support, I'm definitely someone that you can reach out to or someone that you can just pick ideas off of just so that I can help you to birth what you are trying to produce. I'm in that sense.
Yes. So, being that you are so inspirational to the youth and everything, who really inspires you?
I think first and
Who's your
foremost is
inspiration?
God. Definitely having a deeper relationship and connection with Him, because He is the author of our lives. He knows the end from the, I mean, from the beginning from the end. And so He knows everything about us. And definitely that inspiration comes from Him first and foremost. I guess the next person that would inspire me in a sense would be my husband. He pushes me out of my comfort zones and reminds me all the time, like, babe, you said you wanted to do this. And now the opportunity comes and you're like, I ain't really mean it, but I was just like playing, but I do mean it. So like, yeah, he's the motivator to tell me to keep going and moving forward. And I would say my parents as well, to inspire me to want to do more or want to do better. Family, all of those people. And I guess one of an outside source, I would say, because you definitely need someone outside to look at. I am one of a couple of people that I love to follow that inspire me to want to do better too, as well as like Sarah Jakes Roberts, also Lisa Nichols. These are definitely people that I would say to listen to, get a word from them. You never know what situation. It could be an old word or a new word, whatever the case may be. Find something that you're going through with those people that are actually on platforms that have built platforms of people listening to them and inspiring others. Just be able to listen to it, others and take heed to them. So definitely that, I would say that's a good list of just and to be helpful to someone else. Just find somebody that has your passion or has your drive that you want to desire and find them as an inspiration. No, you don't have to be like that person, but take different tools. And also the last person, I forgot him and he'll probably listen to this podcast later. I have an older cousin named Antonio, but he goes by Tony. And he's an inspiration because he pushes me also beyond my limits. And he's like, you can do more. You don't have to be settling for just this. and even beyond that with another cousin's name. So this is my last person because I'm going to be getting some name dropping and they're going to be like, you forgot me. No, I didn't forget you. And the others included. But definitely those two cousins inspire me to want to do more or to want to be better and to push me beyond my limits to know that I'm not the only one encountering this experience. And not to make you feel like belittled, to motivate you when your head is low, to tell you to pick up your face, to make you set goals to want to do better. You definitely need those people in your corner to inspire you.
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, the road is not traveled alone a lot of times. The crazy thing is that when you are on this journey, people are watching you. Sometimes even the people they are that you're inspired by watching you go through things that they told you, like, you can make it. And they on the other side of it and they're cheering for you, but they also, like, again, like we was mentioning earlier about having events and not realizing what the impact is, they're looking at the impact before their eyes and seeing the very thing that they prayed over you for. So it's always good to be inspired,
right,
to also be an inspiration. So that's so we dropped a lot of gems today, and, you know, just kind of curious if you have any additional life tools that you would like to inform the listeners, especially at a time.
I would say the first thing is to write what your emotions that you're feeling now down. Write it down so that you can come back to those emotions that you're feeling and see how far God has brought you to or brought you from. Write the things down so that you're aware of that. The second thing I would suggest in the mindset of is write what you desire from the God, what you desire from God. Meaning if you desire, like now we're going through quarantine ministry and these our hair gangs, eyebrows is shot. Write what you desire. God, I want a makeup artist to be around the corner from my house. So when I get tired of looking at my face natural, I can actually have somebody to come do my eyebrows. But just write the things that you desire from God down. I would definitely say the third thing would to be is so if God is pushing you to something, make sure that you're mindful and that you're actually going to do what God is telling you to do. A lot of times we are disobedient, and a lot of times God will push you to different places or different heights, and you don't want to go simply because you're complacent or you become stagnated in your current situation. If God is telling you to do a business, do a business. If God is telling you to start a nonprofit, do it. If you need assistance, you can always message one of us. I think we're very helpful and kind of knowledgeable and experienced. And if we don't know, we can connect you with someone that is. And I would say the next tool, I would say, be mindful of who you connect yourself with. Your connection to different people. Sometimes if you think about like connections when it's to electronics and different things, not all things fit into the same socket. Not everything is supposed to be connected. Connect with a group of people that are going to push you to your next destiny. Like for myself, I'm connected to a group of women at my church and they push me beyond measures. They're like, you know, girl, you need to come on, step outside of the background and come on to the front, you know, push forward to the front, you know. And sometimes you need those people in your life. You don't need the people in your life like, girl, you fine sitting right there. You need people that are going to tell you to get up off your butt and move forward, regardless of the hurt, regardless of the pain, regardless of what past failures, move forward, move beyond this. COVID-19 is not going to last always. And you have to move beyond, because when the things get back in transition and moving and just in a momentum space, you need to be willing to or be in a place of preparedness. Because granted, we're going to move forward and we're going to move beyond this, but you have to be prepared for what's next after this. And God is shifting things and aligning things to where it's going to be different. And so we just have to be mindful of that, and that we have to be, I don't know, Chris, I'm giving a lot of tools, but we have to be mindful of like just being able to not be complacent And just know that God works everything out for your good. And sometimes the complacency comes with you complaining about your current situations. But until you change your mindset, you will not move forward. So definitely those are some tools that I would suggest to you for this season or for this pandemic that we're experiencing.
Yes, you're so right. Especially on that part about, you know, you listening to God and not being, you know, disobedient. Like some people may be hearing or, you know, just constantly pondering on some things. Pray about it. This is kind of one of those times where, you know, of course, on earth, things aren't written in stone. Okay, we already see that everything is not written in stone on earth, but spiritually, with God, He has this vision, and the direction of the vision might not sound like I was listening to Pastor Rich actually Sunday. He was talking about how your logic can sometimes mess you up. If God told you to do one thing, logic. Right. Don't hold the same weight. The logical might not, you know, logically, like if he tells you you need to move and you say, well, I can't move right now. I ain't got number $5 in my pocket. He didn't ask about how much money in your pocket. He just said, move. So you need to move because maybe you may come across some opportunity or something that may allow you to provide all the resources and tools that you need to move. But because you were still sitting on that $5 in your pocket, you done missed out on the opportunity. You done missed out.
Right. And use wisdom and pray. So, seek God's face. Seek God's face for what He desires for you to do. Because sometimes, like you say, we'll be like, I ain't got $5, God. How that's going to work out? I've been to plenty of places or plenty of different environments in my life where I sold into other people's lives and didn't even realize, like, I was on my last and sold into others' lives. And, you know, turn around and be like, I'm starving, God. Then get the Chick-fil-A line and see a whole coupon ministry. So you just have to be mindful, like, pray about it. Use wisdom. God will not lead you to a place without covering you. And God will not just leave you out there alone. And it may feel like, and somebody may be listening to this and they may feel alone, but God is still yet with you. You just are walking in it, and He's walking in it, and you have to have faith to walk through it, but He's not going to leave you alone. And it may look like that, but He's not. We all go through different seasons with God, and where you feel alone and where you feel like you're at your end of the ends all, but God will just protect and guide you. And that's something that you have to be mindful of in this season too, as well, that God will always protect and cover you. So definitely, and the prayers that other people have prayed for you are still coming to pass now. Because I promise my grandma probably was praying hard for me sometime because the struggle was real for you, girl. But you just have to be mindful and just use wisdom in this season.
Yes, a lot of wisdom. Because on the flip side, people are giving false information. So you have to between that false information that you're giving and what's actually the truth. So just, you know, at a time like this, just kind of be, as they say, fearful and vigilant to what's going on. So y'all heard it. Mel has gave you tools to build you up strong, and it's definitely time to use it. And, you know, in the beginning, we talked about the nonprofit sector and everything related to our organization, in which we do hope that you all will sign up to attend the virtual Pink Lemonade Tour, even if it's not the May 15th date. Please still sign up, because we will still keep your information and give you the date for the second one. Like I said earlier, we are going to have three. So at least sign up. You know, you'll be able to join our Facebook group, our personal Facebook group, for attendees of the virtual tour. Also learn more about community builders and everything that we have going on, even if it is to connect with us to host something for your teams. Once everything is kind of lifted and it's safe to move. But outside of that, and that our episode is kind of winding down, are there any upcoming events or anything you have going on, Mel, that you would like to provide to the listeners? And also, if you could restate your social media handles for them to follow you. Of course, I put it in the notes. For the episode,
but no, upcoming events, just focusing on community builders and this event that we have coming up on May 15th. Definitely look forward to having some different people come and join us. You can find me on social media at _MelodyNicole. That's MelodyNicole. On Instagram, or you can find me on Facebook as Melody B. Smith. And my business pages are connected to all accounts. So you can find my business pages there too, which is Smith Designs by Melody and Randall. The business my husband and I created. We do have t-shirts going on. We specialize in t-shirts and logo designs. So if you need a logo and you have felt the unction in your spirit to start a business this COVID-19, definitely hit us up for a logo, or reach out to us and connect to us for a logo or t-shirt design. We do both. My husband even makes jewelry. So definitely that. It's definitely God-given, because we were just playing around with different stuff and he was like, okay. And so, you know, God to speak to you in the most randomest times, and the random moments or the light bulb moments that you have or you experience, sometimes it's God nudging you to tell you to move forward, child. Like, get up off, like, yeah. So definitely that. We have some shirts on sale now with the COVID-19 quarantine and chill. Different things that we have for nurses appreciation, teachers, whatever you may need, just to let us know and we can personalize it and make it for you and get it done.
Mm-hmm. And as you guys know, outside of Community Builders, Crown by Christie of LLC Boutique, the Crown Closet is, and this is just for me, is seeking Queen Ambassadors to represent the brand and receive free, and I said free, personal coaching sessions with me. So please shoot me a message to receive the link for the application, which I put my email address in there, a special email address for the boutique, because one of the side notes, y'all, when you have a business, you have to differentiate all your emails. So that's a whole nother episode, y'all. We might have to do a business etiquette episode in the future, because you do need to separate one for your personal, and then one for your, if you do have a nonprofit, and then one for or whoever's in your group that runs your media. They're over that email, and then your different businesses, because you want to separate all of those so you won't get them confused. So y'all will see probably about two or three emails down there on my end in the show notes as it relates to Community Builders, Empower Her Podcast, as well as the Crown Closet. So I do look forward to working with these young ladies. They're basically title holders. If you are state, local, national, collegiate, or international title holder, that's between the ages of 18 to 25, I do look forward to working with you if you could apply. But the search is currently on, and it will end on May the 30th, 2020. Please be sure to follow the Empower Her Podcast with Christie Sippy on Facebook and Instagram, Crown by Christie, and also the Community Builders page, which, sidebar, Melody and Randall actually created the logo for Community Builders. So y'all will see their work. And she also created the flyer for the Pink Lemonade Talk. So see you guys for episode 12 of the Empower Her Podcast on next week. Mel, I do.
Yes, we did. We definitely probably had to do a part two.
We had a great time. Yeah, we had to do a part two. So. So hopefully y'all listeners let me know if we should do a part two on just working in the community, how all this works, and even the legality of it. I know that was a big word for some folks, but even the legal side of all of this and the paperwork and stuff and what actually is a nonprofit and what's not. So much props on to look forward to, Mel. You just challenged me. So see y'all next week for episode 12, though, because it's going to be another great episode as all the other 11 have been. So have a good night, y'all.